Being surrounded by deep drains along the hedgerows, the fields at home were woefully equipped to deal with lambing, but that was just the way it was. It wasn't until much later that most of the lambing was done in a shed bedded with straw. Oh, the luxury. About 20 minutes into my sub-Arctic trek, I found her. Half drowned at the bottom of one of the deep drainage ditches, struggling to keep her head above the freezing surface. Half dead with exhaustion, yet half alive in the throes of labour. Even at that age, I had a couple of years' experience of lambing sheep, and my wee hands worked in my favour. There was no way that I was going to be able to haul the ewe up the sloping bank and out of the ditch, which was about 4 or 5 feet deep. So I slid down on the frosty mud alongside her. Her rear end was submerged, so I rolled up my sleeve and delved through the freezing water, putting my small hand into the ewe's birth canal. Oh, it was the weirdest combination of biting cold and a kind of warm, moist birth passage. The lamb was stuck, head down in front of the pelvic inlet with one leg facing my hand. Shit! Bollocks! In doing so much forbidden cursing in my head, at least I wouldn't have to sin by inventing non-existent sins in next Friday's confessional, so I'd actually have something to confess. I was not good at many things at that age. In fact, I'd say I was good at absolutely nothing at all, except lambing sheep. I pushed on the lamb's head until it was back further into the womb, which wasn't that hard because by now the mother was hardly pushing at all. Then I pushed the leading leg in after it beyond the pelvis. That's the trick. You'd never get the other front leg up and into the pelvis and the birth canal unless you got the leading leg and the head back in first. Then my small hand ran from the one leg to the other, over the breastbone, until two little clawings popped up. Oopsie daisy, there we go. Get the nose up between the front legs, steady the head between the knuckles of the front feet, keep both legs moving out of the birth canal by holding onto the knuckles, and with the second hand holding the skull in place with the eye sockets, and pull. Baby, pull. And I did. With such ferocity that I was flung back on my arse into the sub-zero ditch water, with a tiny female lamb on my chest. I clawed back up the bank, a damp, slimy urchin, and tried to pump the lamb's chest. I swung the little girl back and forth by the back leg, slapping the chest on each swing. I'd done this many times before, and I'd seen Daddy do it for as long as I could remember. I got some reeds and poked the nostrils, trying to evoke a snort. I put my mouth down over her nose, and I sucked out the mucus and spat it on the grass. I sucked and I blew, I poked reeds and I slapped that little chest, but nary a splutter. She was dead. Bollocks. Now I had at least two sins for First Friday Mass night, plus I was an abject failure. Damn! Bollocks! I kneeled there on the grass, looking at the dead lamb on one side and the gasping ewe on the other, lying still on the slippery bank of the ditch, naked. The expectation of impending admonishment from Daddy resonated like thunder in my head. It was definitely my fault. All my fault. I momentarily pulled myself together and tried to encourage the poor ewe out of the ditch. She was exhausted and having none of it. As I pulled on her head and her front leg, she moved not an inch. So I had to slide back down the slimy ditch bank a second time. I tried to push her rear to encourage her to clamber out, and it was as if she was pushing against me. Pushing against me! That was it! Damn! There could be another one in there. I put my hand into the birth passage and, again, there he or she was! Arse first, tail hanging out. Oh, I'd have to do a complete derotation under the icy water or deliver it breech. I pushed the lamb's backside back in and both back legs immediately popped up. Right, breech it is then. I pulled like mad and out came a male lamb in one smooth tug. Up we launched onto the bank. And at this time, I would not be beaten. Same thing all over again, pummeling.